This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Hundreds, if not thousands, of teenagers in the Baltimore region are essentially raising themselves, with parents too preoccupied to provide the support they need, hit with pressure to get immersed in crime or drugs or truancy. Dozens of human service organizations are trying to help, but they face challenges also to find the revenues to support what they do, to coordinate with government agencies as policies and theories change. So it makes sense to just stop for a few minutes and salute a nonprofit that has been working with at-risk youth for 40 years. The Chesapeake Center for Youth Development was founded in 1974, and for 3.5 of those 4 decades, Ivan Leshinsky has been at its head. Ivan Leshinsky is with me in the studio. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Sheila.
So describe the typical kid who comes to Chesapeake Center for Youth Development.
Currently, we're looking at kids with all sorts of issues. It could be troubled family relationships, an older teenager who doesn't have any job skills and just can't find his way to becoming self-reliant. We do get kids who are involved with the Department of Juvenile Services. We have kids living in foster care. And, typically most of the youngsters we see need to work their way through several issues before they can become productive adults.
So what do they encounter at Chesapeake Center for Youth Development?
We have a variety of programs. We have a youth service bureau called the Peak in Glen Burnie. We have job training programs at our main headquarters in the Brooklyn area of South Baltimore. We have an after-school program called the Rediscovering Me Clubhouse, which operates just over the city county line in Brooklyn Park. We also are the principal staffing agent for Docs in the Park and Active Community Days, where we've gone into neighborhoods and local parks and invited folks to come out and be active, and especially kids, pull themselves out into these parks. And we've combined the nature communities, the recreational communities, with our partners, the American Academy of Pediatrics and the Baltimore City Recreation and Parks Department, to try to get people to utilize parks more often.
We talked to a couple of kids who go to the relatively new program, the Rediscovering Me Clubhouse in Anne Arundel County. They're both 16 years old. First we hear from Jeremiah and then from James.
The best part is there's a place for you to go when you come out of school. That way, you won't be sitting at house and you won't have no thoughts of going outside and doing something wrong, with hanging out with the wrong crowd. We play, board games. We'll get on the Xbox, stuff like that, or we'll play pool. Then we do, one of our special lessons where we learn about how our decisions can affect ourselves and everybody else.
What are your plans after school?
Graduate high school and then become a diesel mechanic.
My public defender, she recommended it. Makes a difference to me because it keeps me out of trouble. It keeps me active and keeps me engaged, and it keeps me informed about what's going on in the world. You can get counseling there, you can get tutoring there, you can get help with your homework, they teach you how to cook.
And what are your plans after school? Do you have any?
Go to school to study being a massage therapist, but if that doesn't work, I'll be going into the military.
Why did you start Rediscovering Me Clubhouse?
Well, some of the things we do begin because our mission is to address the developmental and educational needs of young people. And when there are government grants out there, we look to take on those programs and go after those contracts. Having said that, I should also mention that we've actually been in the after-school programming business since 2000. We had a 21st Century Learning Center grant from the State Department of Education for 6 years, and we've also operated other after-school programs on our own. So we had this collective experience that really put us in an ideal position to open this clubhouse.
That's Ivan Leshinsky, Executive Director of the Chesapeake Center for Youth Development, CCYD, here on Maryland Morning 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about CCYD's 40th anniversary, which they'll be celebrating next week. For years, CCYD operated an alternative school, individualized instruction, small classes, I guess for young people who had been in trouble or who were in trouble with the law. On August 10th, that ceased operation. Why?
Well, I think this has been an ongoing issue with our school since its inception back in the 70s. You have in Baltimore City particularly, you have hundreds if not thousands of kids who really aren't functioning well in public school. Many of them come to the attention of the Department of Juvenile Services. And there's this ongoing battle, who should pay for their education? Should it be Juvenile Services? Should it be the State Department of Education? Should it be the local school system? And I've been having this, you know, battle with secretaries for years and years. Unfortunately, a lot of these kids just fall through the cracks while the public officials are trying to figure out what to do. So we evolved, you know, our program evolved over 30 years to where these kids needed a lot more than just education. They needed counseling. They needed job training. We had customized job training, food services training, pre-construction training, forklift operating, all these kind of things going on. And slowly but surely, the current administration decided that they weren't going to pay for education any longer, and we were just caught in the middle of this whole thing, as were the kids.
I talked to a colleague of yours in the nonprofit world, Hathaway Faraday of Safe and Sound, who said your approach is not to say these kids are at risk, we need to fix them, but to say these kids are as capable as anyone, we need to change their access to opportunity. Would you describe that?
That's well said, you know, and we've seen lots of youngsters who come to us with huge gaps in their education, and they can, you know, with individualized help and small classes, they can, you know, they can increase 2-3 grade levels in 1 year with coaching and an internship. They can actually get themselves a job with our help and land that job. And opportunity is critical. I mean, the other thing that these kids don't have is they don't have a network. Things like many of your listeners have. They have a personal network, a professional network. Many people get their jobs by, you know, who they know, not what they know. And so we provide a boost for these kids who don't have those kind of connections.
So is it fair to say that on its 40th birthday, CCYD is at a crossroads?
Absolutely.
I mean, what's next?
Well, we still have a number of programs that are going on, but they're basically in a satellite kind of situation. They're located mostly in Anne Arundel County. We do have we're a community job hub for Baltimore City, and that operates out of our main facility in Brooklyn. We're looking to actually work and partner with distressed communities where traditionally a lot of our the clients that we've served have resided, and we're thinking by working with other groups in these communities, we can basically lift everybody up.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Ivan Leshinsky, for 34 years, the executive director of the Chesapeake Center for Youth Development. Next Thursday, October 9th, CCYD is celebrating its 40th anniversary at a fundraising dinner with former Mayor Kurt Schmoke, the new president of the University of Baltimore. We've got a link and more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. And on Sunday at 9 a.m., CCYD and neighborhood groups are sponsoring a 5K race. It starts at Union Square Park. Anyone under age 16 can run or walk for free. There's more information about that on our website, too. I'm Sheila Cast, ahead on Maryland Morning. What would it be like to change your race? Stay with us on 88.1.